Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert at Discovery Channel. For years, urologists have led the way in performing common laparoscopic procedures in children. Now, through a combination of technical advances in robotic surgery, complicated bladder and renal reconstructive procedures can be performed laparoscopically. Routinely, surgeons at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh of UPMC are using the robot to perform difficult procedures. This robotic-assisted approach often results in less blood loss, less pain, and shorter recovery times.
So robotic-assisted laparoscopic surgery in children is a relatively new field in the United States. Back in November of 2010, Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh of UPMC started our own robotic surgery program, which has now become very active in performing advanced, complex laparoscopic surgery in children that, without the robotic technology, would have been difficult or impossible previously. So robotic surgery offers all of the traditional advantages of laparoscopic surgery, which is small incisions, fast recovery, rapid return to daily activities. However, there are very specific benefits that exist with robotic surgery. The first is that it gives us much greater wrist motion inside the patient. Typically, with conventional laparoscopic surgery, there are only 4 degrees of motion that the instrument can move, versus with robotic surgery, it could be as much as 7, which is similar to the human wrist. It gives us a stable visual field. It also gives us the ability to look in 3 dimensions. Normally, with conventional laparoscopic surgery, you're looking at a television screen, and you do not have any type of depth perception at all. Utilizing a 3-dimensional camera, we can see things in 3D, and we have depth perception. Other benefits of robotic surgery are that there's tremor reduction. So if the surgeon has any type of minor tremor to their movements, that is completely eliminated by the robot. Another issue is a phenomenon known as motion scaling. With conventional laparoscopic surgery, if a surgeon moves his hand to the right, an instrument will move within the patient the exact same distance. What the robot can do is scale our motions outside the patient down inside the patient. Say, for instance, if an instrument is moved outside the patient, inside the patient, it is only moved 1/5 of the distance, for instance. So it allows very, very precise, small movements that are just not possible with normal laparoscopic instruments. So there are a variety of both renal and bladder reconstructive procedures that we utilize the robotic technology to perform. The most common renal procedures would be robotic pyeloplasty, partial nephrectomy, pyelothotomy, ureteroureterostomy, and ureteral reimplantation. More advanced bladder reconstructive procedures would be appendicovesicostomy, bladder augmentation, bladder neck reconstruction, or bladder neck sling placement. We've also utilized the robot to excise urachal remnants or Mullerian remnants as well. In November of 2010, we became one of the very first children's hospitals in the country to possess the Intuitive's Da Vinci Si HD dual console model. As opposed to having one surgeon console, we have 2 surgeon consoles, which can greatly facilitate teaching. If one person is operating on one console, their instructor can be on the other console, and we can actually generate 3-dimensional shapes on their console that the other operating surgeon can see to help guide them as to where particular areas they should be focusing on during the operation. We think there is tremendous potential to this technology in the future. We do expect to see continued improvements as far as the motions of the instruments. We can expect to see improvements as far as the size of the instruments, and the hope that both the size of the cameras and the instruments will continue to get smaller over time. An area that's very exciting is performing single-port robotic surgery, which in the past, procedures that would require 3 to 4 small incisions could potentially require only 1 incision, and we hope to be able to offer that in the near future.
At Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh of UPMC, nearly all laparoscopic procedures can now be done robotically, and soon, surgeons hope to be performing single-site surgery.